Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of honour and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works, in giving them the heritage of the nations. The work of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and righteousness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome in his name. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever.
I don't know if you've seen the latest David Attenborough film. It's very moving indeed. It starts and finishes at Chernobyl, the site of the nuclear explosion that happened quite a few years ago now. And Chernobyl is shown, first of all, to show the wreckage that human beings can create. But it also shows something of the ability of nature to recover. Now a mecca of diversity or biodiversity, Chernobyl is where animals run free among the abandoned laundrettes, riverfront coffee shops and public spaces. You couldn't get a better demonstration of how the world would recover if we weren't around. Sad that God gave us human beings responsibility, which we have abused so much that the world would be better off without us. And yet, the Bible points us to creation as something that reveals God to us and which we are here to take care of. In the book of Revelation, it says that God is worthy to receive glory and honour and power, for he created all things, and everything is created for his pleasure. It's time for us to recapture, if we've lost it, that sense of amazement at the things that God has made. We read earlier from Psalm 111, which starts with that word, hallelujah, or praise the Lord. Charles Spurgeon, who was a 19th century preacher, wrote an amazing book about the Psalms called The Treasury of David. Here's what he says about that verse. I'll update the English slightly. All his saints unite in adoring the Lord who works so gloriously. Do it now. Do it always. Do it heartily. Do it unanimously. Do it eternally. Even if others refuse, take care that you always have a song for your God. Put away all doubt, question, murmuring, and rebellion, and give yourselves up to the praising of the Lord, both with your lips and in your lives. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. The sweet singer commences the song, for his heart is on flame. Whether others follow him or not, he will at once begin and long continue. Oh, I wish I could preach like that. And it says in verse 2, that the works of the Lord are great, and they are pondered by all who take delight in them. A verse that has inspired scientists over the years. Creation fills us with awe and wonder. We are so small, and yet it has been given to us on trust. So let's look at the trees, as we said at the start of the service today. I'm lucky to live in a house that backs onto a woodland and is near a canal, where there are lots of trees and lots of other plants and also lots of wildlife. And it's great when occasionally I see something out there that I don't normally see. The Bible says that the seasons are a sign of God's faithfulness to us. Let's take time this harvest time to ponder the creation, and especially perhaps to ponder trees, the part that they play in this amazing ecosystem that God has made. They are good for food, but what we haven't appreciated anywhere near enough is that they take the carbon dioxide that we breathe out and they take it back to oxygen, and they take this carbon dioxide, this greenhouse gas, and turn it something amazing. Look at the trees. Consider them. They speak to something of God. They speak something of God's care for this world that He has made. It also says in verse 10 of Psalm 111 that God called the people of Israel and He gave them the law. Now, we are not under this law, but we do need to learn from it. That God gave some land to a group of people, and He told them to take care of it. We looked at this a week or two ago. So it's not surprising, perhaps, that this psalm tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And part of the fear of the Lord is to realize respect for all that He has made and all that He loves. We human beings need to change. And Richard Rohr in his meditation was talking about this week about the possible future. A place of resilience in place of growth. Collaboration in place of consumption. Wisdom in place of progress. Balance in place of addiction, moderation in place of excess, vision in place of convenience, accountability in place of disregard, self-giving love in place of self-centered fear. And for me, that points me to Jesus. It points about Jesus who died and rose again. Jesus said that His death would be like placing one seed into the ground that would produce many seeds. And the Apostle Paul uses the same picture when he talks about the resurrection body, that you sow something into the ground and it produces something wonderful. People who do not believe in Jesus can be inspired to care for the environment. Those of us who do have something special to offer to this discussion. So let's offer it. Because we have a dream, and God has a dream, of a world that is different to the one that we have today. We believe in resurrection. We believe in the God of the new start. We believe in the God who raises the dead. So we sing about the resurrection of Jesus. Let this song not just speak to you of the change that it produces in you, but let it speak about the change that God brings to our whole world.